Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my
Welcome everybody to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. That's right, it's your number one source for everything John Cena related. We are a John Cena podcast. He is the Lord and Savior of professional wrestling.
Jesus.
Thank you for tuning in to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast, where we bow down to the altar of John Cena. I, of course, am Monday Night Mike, joined by UK Tom and everyone's favorite band, bitch, Scotty Villa. Guys, how we doing?
Fuck you.
Hell of an opening, I thought.
That was the best opening we've ever had.
I thought so, too. I put a lot of effort in there. I think fans will love it.
Our listeners will completely disagree.
I'm going to really fuck things up one week, and I'll do the intro, and that'll
bamboozle everybody,
including myself.
I love nothing more.
The name of that episode is "You Got Bamboozled."
Yeah, you got bamboozled by this opening. The Lord and Savior John Cena.
Oh, disgusting, gross.
Well, he's gonna save wrestling.
No, he's Mike.
Oh, that was the stern voice.
Right. Oh yeah, he hates it.
Yeah, because John has come out to say he's going to ruin wrestling. And he's doing a very good job of that. He's already done it once. You heard me last week. He's already done it once.
Yeah.
And he's set to
do it.
It's
how you interpret it, really.
Yeah. No, there's no interpretation. He said he's going to ruin it. He's doing it. He's already done it. Same plan as last time. He's going to make everything.
That's not how I'm taking it.
How'd you take it?
I took it as
like,
wow. That John Cena is a hero.
What?
Just an American hero.
Oh, yeah, we love them around here.
Yeah.
Go hustle, ahead. Loyalty, respect. Guys, the last time is now. All right? Speaking of John Cena, let's get right into it. Well, it's going to at some point.
Like that.
But we still get that tour. Oh, yeah. Kept that hat on. That's a smart move.
Even taking the bump, he kept that hat on.
Oh, yeah. You want to keep that on.
Out of everything that was said this week, they stayed away from John's hair. That's the one thing they stayed away from.
I noticed that.
Yeah, right? They're like, the backstage conversation's like, could you please not?
This guy's no, lay off.
He's like, yeah. Speaking of John Cena, let's talk about the opening promo of Monday Night Raw. That's right. John Cena comes out to a hot London crowd.
Very hot.
Yeah, very. I mean, as per Monday Night Raw over the past couple weeks, great start. And then, of course, Cody Rhodes got in the mix pretty quick.
John didn't like saying anything. We finally got the one-on-one instead of John coming out and saying a whole bunch of shit, then Cody coming out. They got the entrances out of the way right off the bat. Then they went
first. I think this was promo in this WrestleMania build.
I was going to say, ever?
No, God, no. No.
It was their best.
I do love John Cena here on the In My House Pro Wrestling, but this for
don't
this
include
match build,
me
I
in
think,
that.
Was the best work.
Don't you're include. Included. Don't include.
Yeah,
me
we
in
speak.
That.
We speak for the pod.
Well, you complained when we banned you, so now we're including you. You can't have it both ways.
And everyone gets to hear about fucking Sami Zayn on this goddamn show. So let us have this.
We haven't spoken about Sami Zayn in a while. He's taking time off. So no.
Yeah, irrelevant. Just irrelevant to pro wrestling.
Not relevant. Hall main eventer of WrestleMania. But go on.
this finally gives the heat for that match. It's unfortunate there's still a couple weeks going into it. The only Mike nitpick with the promo was Cody getting his finish off.
I kind of like that.
I don't think it should have happened.
I don't know if it. I'm glad there was some sort of physicality. I don't know if it should have been his finish or what. I think there needed to be something.
I agree, and this is probably too much insider stuff, but I believe this is John's last advertised appearance until Mania, so they had to get something in if that's the case. So,
well, then why didn't you just do a brawl? Fuck, you have all backstage come out for useless shit anyway to stop fights.
They've got the brawl reserve
man now. Yeah,
they've got the brawl reserve for every other fucking feud going into WrestleMania, so they're just saving this one.
Yeah, fair.
But I do agree. I wanted a little bit more physicality. I was hoping John would go for the kick in the nuts, but I think they're saving that for the match. But we got the crossroads. We got Cody standing over John. So you got that money shot of Cody standing over John, pointing the WrestleMania sign. And, you know, old school wrestling booking that doesn't do Cody any favors come WrestleMania, because we kind of know how that goes. But I agree with you. Best promo of the last of this three promo series for the guys, because they went back and forth with jabs that are based in reality.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make anything up. They didn't kind of stay in the wrestling lore of, well, I'm a good guy and you're a bad guy. They went toe to toe on things that, you know, they may believe, or maybe the perceptions out there that people believe. And it made for an awesome, awesome promo.
I really liked it. Like, you, I don't have much more to add than what has already been said, other than they said some things in there that surprised me, like the where they were talking about but not talking about AEW.
Mm-hmm.
They alluded to the old man, which I didn't expect to see on TV, especially not yet. I thought we would down the road, but not right now. I liked that. I thought it was all very good. One of the reasons that I liked the crossroads was Cena sold something. When was the last time we saw Super Cena do that?
He's a hell of a worker, that John Cena.
I'm not saying
really?
He can't work.
Really? Because do they ever chant, "You can't wrestle the Cody Rhodes"? Because they don't.
Oh my
they
God.
Chant it all the time to John Cena.
They should when he does that fucking Cody cutter.
Agreed.
No one said that when Cody took a cutter off the ladders. Nobody said that.
That's fine. That wasn't blindly springing back and hoping the person's there.
Cody and the Cody cutter is up there with the choke.
It's one of the worst moves in history.
Scotty. Yeah. It's not a bad move.
It's not a bad move because other guys can't take it properly. Cody nails it.
You know
every
what
time.
I'm really
like every time.
Oh my god!
One thing I can't wait for in this WrestleMania's main event is watching John Cena try and take a Cody cutter.
Again, the guy that can't wrestle won't be able to take the amazing move properly. Is basically what Tom's saying. So yes, I agree.
It's just everyone on the roster who can't take the move properly.
I'm sorry, but Santos Escobar can't take it very well. We all know that Santos Escobar can't take the Cody cutter very well. It's not Cody's fault.
Why is Santos getting
Yeah, I just buried shrapnel
here. I'm not gonna lie. For some reason, his name popped in my head. I'm like, oh, he's taking the heat for this one.
Santos Escobar was our best shot of getting a Fed guest on the show, and now that's ruined.
Damn it, Scott.
I'm sorry, Legado del Fantasma. Big fan. But let's learn how to take the Cody Cutter, all right? I don't know if...
Oh, my God.
I don't think they've even wrestled.
I don't.
But he can't take it.
But that line in the promo, because John was leaving. John was on the apron of the ring after he'd already exited the ropes, and it stopped John in his tracks. It got the reaction from the crowd that they wanted, which was the ooh. And then it got the chance of you can't wrestle. And I love the fact that John Cena, the character, hated that. He hated that was brought up to the point where he had to come back in the ring and try to take a cheap shot at Cody Rhodes. Things like that, like I said before, things that are based in reality with these jabs, even with the unmentioned AEW stuff that Cody even brought up. He's like, yeah, you can rip on me. I started a company and I got kicked out of it. I veiled at it, so I had to leave, kind of thing, right? Like, just awesome. Go with that. It's factual. It's real life. Yeah. It's true. It's not like they're shitting on AEW. He's saying he started a company that he had to leave because it didn't work.
I think that's why I liked it.
Yeah.
Because they weren't shitting on it. It was just mentioned.
And then even later on, when John took a little jab at him to say, you know, I help build billionaires. You just take billionaires' money, which was a shot at Cody, not a shot at Tony or Tony's dad or AEW. It's a shot at Cody for taking billionaires' money to start this company that he eventually had to leave. None of it was a jab at AEW. It's just factual without naming every single detail of the fact. You don't need to. You could just tell the story the way they did it. It was fantastic. Any tribal prick out there that got all pissy about it can fuck right off. MJF even said it straight. Why do people get so pissed off about companies, my dear, mentioning other companies when it's just facts? Like, it's just, why? It makes no sense at all. So I'm in agreement with that. It was a great line.
Did you feel Cody was a little too B Rabbit from 8 Mile?
No,
to be like, why? You can't make fun of me for fucking being Stardust or this or that. Like, that's straight out of 8 Mile. Look, you may as well just do that last rap battle.
We've and as much as I hated, guys, I'm going to open up a little bit here. As much as I've hated having to embrace the lisp, because we all know they're kind of gross. I've embraced
have a lisp, motherfucker.
I love you, Tom.
Fuck you.
Oh, this is the best episode of the podcast ever.
We've embraced it. Cody's our guy. The fans have
not. I mean, you're saying our, now you're speaking for the pod again, and we're trying to get John Cena to be our guy, so we can't have it both ways.
Yeah, so we're just gonna have it my way. So we've embraced John Cody.
What are you, Limp Bizkit?
Sometimes, but
my,
you know,
way or the highway. happens to everybody.
Oh thank god. I like the way that Cody came out, because he tried to do it. If it's the B-Rabbit style, then so be it. He took ammunition out of John Cena's verbal gun. You're gonna make fun of my lisp, you're gonna make fun of me being Stardust, you're gonna make fun of my tattoo that's on my neck. Go ahead, I've heard it all, I don't care, but here's what I got on you. Again, everything based in reality to build this story, this promo, because if this is the last one, I'm a little worried about what's going to happen just for the heat of the John Cena Cody Rhodes match if we don't see John again until Mania. And chunks of this promo Cody can feed off of and work with going forward. I think we need to see The Rock, though, between now and Mania. If John's not going to be around.
Was just going to say that. Yeah. When does Dwayne pop up here?
He has to. Otherwise, Cody's talking to himself, and I don't really want to hear that hooray, hoorah, let's go win one for the team guy for the next 3 weeks. I just, as much as I love Cody, those promos won't do too much to get me going. So we need something else. The Rock has to come in here and upset the apple cart a little bit. I don't know who else could come in and cause trouble if The Rock can't show up and John's not.
Well, Travis Scott.
No.
No, it's going to be Travis Scott.
My favorite promo of their feud. Just great, yep. Great work. Anything else stick out to you guys that you hammered home? Like we covered a lot here. It was what a 10-minute promo, maybe longer.
I think
the segment was 22 minutes. I think the segment, yeah.
With entrances and everything though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure with entrances.
That makes sense. But great job. Ooh, I was pumped.
The one thing that's bothering me, and it's not just this promo, and I know ratings and all that stuff, but if you are going to go to the UK or Europe and be in front of a live crowd with people they don't like, you just got to let it go. Don't be trying to fucking censor shut the fuck up, Chance.
Oh, did they do that live? You watched live, right?
I watched live. And the thing that bothers me, A, is that they're trying to do it. And B, they can't fucking do it. They miss it every single time.
It played better on the... I obviously watched it later. Like, I didn't watch it live. Yeah. And they did a pretty good job of the bleeping out there. But I agree with you.
Just don't. If you're going to go to Europe, don't do it.
It sets the precedent, though, for worldwide markets, right? Like their idea is like, I don't think we want it at every show.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're going to teach our fan base that this is a normal chant that you can be doing. Like at this point, they'd rather you do the yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Plus I believe.
Or what?
I believe with whoever regulates TV content for swearing and applies fines. I can't think of the name right now for the company in the States that does it. CRTC maybe.
That's us, pal.
That's Canadian.
That's not in the States.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. It's like standards and practices. I can't remember in the States. Even if you don't get it, you still have to show that you tried. Even if you missed it, you still have to show that you tried. Otherwise, that's where the fines and stuff come
in. But I don't know. I don't know if that's applying on your digital platform.
I
don't see how that's.
But I do believe still to show sponsors, advertisers, and everything else. We're trying. We still got
that's the bigger
Snickers
one there.
You know, Snickers or whatever, right?
Listen,
can't piss off.
You wouldn't
Snickers.
Like them when they're hungry, right?
That's
to get angry when they're hungry.
So
it was a great start, but I agree. Like those European crowds have been so great.
Awesome.
So like, hey, U.S. markets, take fucking note. As we get closer to WrestleMania, the shows are also more impactful because the crowds have been so involved.
At least this Friday, the first show back in the States is in Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago
always makes a noise.
Is Punk advertised
for
that
show? There? Of course he's going to be there.
He's there to continue the build towards Roman and Seth.
Okay.
Which, that's a great segue. I feel like that match is actually taking more precedent than Cody and Cena.
I don't
like. I'm getting more excited for that triple threat than to watch Cody and Cena wrestle. After the contract signing, too, I was just like, "Oh man, like I'm really pumped up for this."
Side note: no more contract signings in wrestling.
I mean,
don't make me sit through anymore. At least somebody stop going through the table every time, like it was. But I'm actually getting, I don't know if it's just because WrestleMania is closer. I'm getting really hyped up for the show already.
Me too.
Oh, I mean, the card is really getting built up nice here.
So are you watching NXT tonight, Scott?
I will be, but you can spoil because I'm okay with that.
Okay. So I text the guys just before we started recording that NXT has just pissed me off. And obviously this will air after NXT, so I'm not spoiling it for anybody other than Scott. Stephanie Vaquer has given up the NXT North American Women's Championship. Why have her win two championships if you're just going to give one up? And the reason that I bring it up is it's now being defended in a ladder match at NXT Stand and Deliver, which is, I think, 9:30 in the morning, WrestleMania Saturday or something like that.
Yeah.
And whilst I love ladder matches, I thought we were heading towards the SmackDown tag titles with all five of those teams in a ladder match at WrestleMania. We're not going to get that if there's a ladder match on Stand and Deliver. So that's upset me.
Interesting. Now, when Stephanie became a double champ, I had said, I love it, but I imagine she'll have to relinquish the one title. Tom had said, I hope they don't do that. I hate that. I don't like that idea. It's happened. It bothers you. It doesn't bother me. I get it. I mean,
I hate when titles are vacated for anything other than injury.
And that makes sense. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I just, there's so many women on that NXT roster that are over right now and doing great work. And to have both of the women's championships on one person, you just had to get it off Stephanie.
Well, then don't book it.
But I know, but they did. And there's nothing we can do about it, Tom. So we're just going to have to accept it.
We can bitch on a podcast.
Hey,
I do like that.
Right. Just a bunch of, we're just a bunch of negative Nancys over here, right?
Hey, there we go.
Can I bitch about something before we get into the next thing?
You already did.
No, I didn't. God. You...
Yeah, start.
The winner of...
I know what you're going to say.
Both Royal Rumbles, neither one of them are going to be in a main event at WrestleMania.
That's right.
That's problematic. Correct. I think the credibility of the Royal Rumble match has now been compromised. So, it has taken a huge hit, and I don't like it. They need.
Did they not make it clear that it's a title shot, not a main event?
Usually, I would agree with you, Scott. Usually, I'd be full bitch on your side. However, if you go back and watch the video packages from this year's Royal Rumble, they do not say main event.
No, really. Just a title shot.
They say world champion or a championship match at WrestleMania.
So, are you saying that the Elimination Chamber is now more important to WrestleMania than the Royal Rumble?
The Elimination Chamber is finally important because of that.
But now it's more important than the Royal Rumble, which is insane to me.
Not at all. One has a... No!
Yeah!
I'm saying that where Triple H said the match with the most eyes on it is going to main event, he was telling the truth.
I think that's great.
Because it's WrestleMania 18, you have Hogan and Rock, and then Jericho and Triple H have to try and follow it. Can you remember anything from Jericho and Triple H?
Hell no.
Yes, I can.
I can remember Jericho Stephanie taking the pedigree.
At the end of his braid, it was red instead of blonde. He dyed a little bit of it red. I remember that.
I remember that only because they put it in the video games for the next six years and it pissed me off. But see, that was kind of my point though. Like the main event should, why am I talking like that?
Australian.
We embrace the lisp here.
Apparently. The main event should be the match that people are most interested in. I still say Hogan and Rock should have gone on last at WrestleMania 18.
Sure.
But it didn't.
I don't think anyone would have been mad at that.
But it didn't. It didn't. What was last? It was Chris Jericho defending the Undisputed Championship against the guy that won the Royal Rumble, Triple H.
And the match was shit.
I'm just saying the match was But he won the Royal Rumble. He was in the main event of WrestleMania. Now we've got two WrestleMania Royal Rumble winners this year, and neither one of them are going to be in the main event. And the one guy's name is main event Jey Uso.
So are you saying that's
what they call him? That's not what I call him.
No. Are you saying then? And before anybody tries to bury me, let me finish my point.
I'll let you hear.
Not you guys, the people in Twitter land.
Oh, whatever. Fuck them.
Yeah. I mean, they like to send me DMs because I've pissed somebody off anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Are you saying that the main event of one of the nights every year should be for the women's title? And my point for that is not that that shouldn't happen, because I think it should. But do they have enough women who are over to main event WrestleMania right now, or is it going to be Rhea Ripley versus Bianca every year?
Oh, I think there's a lot of good talent from NXT that can come up.
I'm not saying there's not any good talent. I'm saying currently, is there any females outside of Rhea, Bianca, and Io that could wrestle main event WrestleMania right now.
You're not putting Charlotte in that category?
Like, I would, but this year she's with Tiffany, and Tiffany's not there yet.
Yeah, I don't think Tiffany's there yet either. Like, so, I don't think Tiffany, that should be a main event.
And I also don't think tonight. I also don't think right now that Charlotte's there.
But because you kind of got to
not that's right all now.
That's all on booking, though, right? Like, if they'd done a job just building that story up, I think you have a better case.
Charlotte
of,
right now, yeah.
You know,
you do, but Charlotte right now, ring work wise, is she there? We haven't seen her really do anything since she had a match with B-Fab, and most of the heat on that, unfortunately, probably belongs with B-Fab.
Well, we've talked about it on this podcast before. When Charlotte Flair has to gear down, it doesn't go well. It's people need to gear up to get to her level, or at least meet her at a certain point. But if Charlotte really has to gear down, it doesn't go well, which is, I still think we're going to get a good match out of Tiffany and Charlotte, but unfortunately we're seeing that Tiffany isn't ready there character wise, microphone wise, that to carry that deal. So
would you rather this had worked out where it was Rhea versus Charlotte?
Oh yes.
Yep. Yeah. I would have liked that.
Like I think that's,
I would have, if Charlotte was facing any of the women in the Raw Championship triple threat match, I would say that was a main event. Any of them. Bianca, Io, Rhea.
Yeah.
That could main event.
I think.
Does that triple threat, which is, I mean, it's going to be a triple threat.
Yeah.
Let's get real. Did that not scream main event with the talent you just said?
It should, but we already know that Seth, Punk, and Roman and Cody and Cena are a main event.
I think Seth, Punk, and Roman should be a main event tonight.
I agree. But that's back to Scott's point.
Oh, yeah, his argument.
With the Rumble, then the women's title would have to go on after that, and that's just not going to work.
Well, they never did say main event this year. Title shot.
Anyway, speaking of title shots, there was a murder on Raw this week.
There was an actual murder on Monday Night Raw this week. That's right.
That's the second one in a year since Chad Gable got shot in the head.
Yeah, the ghost of Chad Gable.
The ghosts of the Wyatt Six. Who?
Yeah, right?
Anyway.
That's for another day.
Murdering people.
Jimmy Uso versus Gunther. After the slap heard around the world last week on Monday Night Raw.
My God, that slap.
We knew.
That almost won Jimmy Wrestler of the Week last week. Instead, I just shared it with the Usos, but that slap almost got it to be full-blown Jimmy Uso Wrestler of the Week. But sorry, go on.
Well, you can't pick him now because he got straight murdered. I think the issue, too, here is that, like, Jimmy did get a good enough fight in the match. Like, I think he got way too much shit in. Like Gunther, but Gunther, too much momentum for Jimmy. He should have murdered Jimmy in that match. Granted, maybe they didn't because of what happened after the match. The very exciting moments after the match.
So,
which was a cold-blooded murder.
So I want to even take you back to how this kind of played out, because I love the way it played out. I love the fact that we got the match. We got a little beatdown of Jimmy after the match, and Jay comes out to save him. Awesome. Great. Cool. Jimmy took a beating. They go to commercial break. And then when they come back from commercial break, Jay's still helping Jimmy out. And Gunther says, fuck that. He takes them both out, and then he zip ties Jay to the ropes, and then the beatdown begins. The fact that they came back from commercial break and continued to go on was awesome to me, because you think you get to that commercial break. All right, we're going to go to a video package and we'll go to Kathy Kelly behind the scenes, and then we're just going to get on with the next match. To me, that made Gunther look just more violent, more enraged, more scary as a monster.
I agree with you. I think this leaving the arena then to come back again, I'm happy it did, because I do like the beatdown that did occur. But I think it's so dumb that Gunther ran away. But when he came back for like the double clothesline from behind, it popped me huge. Like, I laughed so hard. McAfee tried to say, he's like, he left the arena. Like, did he?
Well, if you were watching live, They showed Gunther leaving during the commercial.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Like, he did leave, technically. And, like, that's one of the reasons I very much enjoyed the whole segment, because he came, he must have come charging back, because he'd full left during that commercial and then just ran over the Usos, which was great.
You didn't see that double clothesline? Yeah, he came back.
Oh, yeah.
He came back. And then we get Jey Uso zip tied to the middle ring rope in the ring, begging and pleading Gunther to stop. And Gunther doesn't stop. The beatdown begins. He hits him with the belt. Jimmy crawls back up and he's leaking real good.
You know what, guys? Big round of applause for Jimmy Uso's blade job. Let's give a big round of applause here.
I think we also have to point out, like most WWE guys this generation, that was his first ever blade job. He did a good job.
Wild. Did a great job.
Wild. Great job. And he sold it well. Jimmy Uso took that beating, sold it well. They did a great job of making sure you got every shot of every time Jimmy's head's lifted up. He's covered in blood. The beatdown's happening. Jay's losing his mind in the corner. I thought he kind of stood there stoically, pissed off a little bit too much, instead of like trying to continue to get loose and pleading for his brother, pleading for Gunther to stop. I would have liked to have seen a little bit more of that, but extremely well done. And then you get the savagery of Gunther throwing Jimmy down, wiping his hand over Jimmy's face of blood and just smearing the blood all over his chest, all over his body. Those close-up shots of Gunther with blood on his neck, on his chin.
Oh,
violent. Just something we haven't seen in the Fed in years upon years. And I'm still blown away they went as far as they did. I loved every second of it. It completely ignited this feud again for a lot of people. I've always been into this feud. I know it's been a long slag since the end of the Rumble, but I've always been into it because I like Jey Uso, and I can't wait to see what happens at Mania. But man, they got a lot of people back with what they did last night.
They got me back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I still know the outcome of this match.
Yeah, we all do.
Which is irritating as fuck to me. But it does get me pumped to see it.
I got 2 points to make on this before we move on, and they're quick.
Nice.
The internet who were saying that Jimmy used a blood pack instead of blading, fuck off. Get the fuck out of here. When you've been watching wrestling for this long, you can tell the fucking difference. And second point, the people who are again making Gunther tasting a little bit of the blood, a tribal thing. So whoever it was in AEW, I can't remember whether it was Swerve or Hangman that did the thing with the head and like all the blood went in their mouth. That's a little bit different than tasting it and then immediately spitting it out.
Yeah. That, like, disrespect. He's like, you're dirty.
Yeah. Like,
stop, I popped huge for that.
Stop making everything a thing and just enjoy wrestling.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's adding to Gunther the asshole.
Yeah. Right. Real quick before we move on to our final thing. Do you think we need to see Roman address Jay and say, you need to fix this? That's our bloodline. That's our blood that he wiped on his chest. Do you think we need to see Roman hyping up Jey Uso at least once before Mania?
No.
Yes. I think yes. And I think we need color from Gunther at Mania.
The color from Gunther at Mania, yeah, I think is a lock. You're not seeing Roman. Give him that rub.
Why not? They're all good, quote unquote, good guys now. They all worked at War Games.
But listen, I'm not bringing the family back. If anything, that they just need to be a fucking tag team, the Usos again. Let the OTC run alone. Thing. If anything, it's a good time for Solo to reemerge.
He's on SmackDown. Him and Fatu are beefing all the time.
Good.
Isn't Jimmy on SmackDown?
Yes. Look, don't get me started
season.
On that.
There's Mania season. No, there's no rules. No. There's no rules.
There should be.
Real quick, before we wrap up here, and speaking of new rules and no rules, whatever it is, the WWE announced that they're now inducting Immortal Moments, whatever you want to call them, but they announced that they're inducting into the Hall of Fame this year the match between Bret Hart and Stone Cold from WrestleMania 13. We don't know how this works. Does that make Bret Hart a three-time Hall of Famer? Does that make...
That was my question.
Right? Like, does this make Austin a two-time Hall of Famer? They're going out of the way to announce that Brett and Steve will be at the Hall of Fame ceremony to accept this induction, which is awesome. Like, I want to see those guys talking about this match and reminiscing or whatever they're going to do. But do we like the idea of matches going into the Hall of Fame?
Love the idea. Very happy that this is the first one, because what a match. Now, I was bothered by the three-time, two-time Hall of Famer thing. And the way I am for stats, I've already looked into it. And they, Bret Hart is now listed on WWE.com as a three-time Hall of Famer.
Wow.
So therefore, I'm assuming any match that goes in, that counts as an induction for that participant. So Royal Rumble 1992 is known as one of the best, is the best Royal Rumble in a lot of people's opinion. If they put that match in, the Berserker and the Repo Man are in the Hall of Fame.
See, I think they're looking more as defining moments, right? Like 13 is defining in a whole different way.
Yeah.
Like seeing a Rumble in there. Like, I mean,
I don't think that's going to happen, no. But that they were just my examples.
Yeah. But I mean, like Taker and Foley is a guarantee.
I think that's next year's match. Taker and the Hell in Cell.
Do you guys think that Austin and Rock was the first choice of this match, or sorry, Austin and Brett, the WrestleMania 13 match? Do you think this was the first choice for the match, first match to go in? Because I don't.
What do you think it was?
I think it was supposed to be Hogan and Andre.
I doubt it.
It's the biggest WrestleMania match of all time. It is the definition match of what built WrestleMania.
Do you think younger generations would say that still, Scott?
But also,
they're misinformed if they don't.
But then it should have been Hogan and Mr. T and Wonderful and Piper.
But yeah, so WrestleMania 1 was the first, which is great. But it's very well known that WrestleMania 3 is what kept the lights on for WWF going forward. Because WrestleMania 2 was a massive failure from what we've heard.
That's
because
they tried to do it in three fucking cities. That was stupid.
And they lost money. WrestleMania 3 won their money back. And it's what catapulted the golden era into being the golden era. So I personally, this is just a fan guess. I think that was probably going to be the first match to go in, but things went a little bit south with Hogan's appearance and Netflix's debut. So
how do you still sponsoring his goddamn beer?
Yeah, but they've canceled a lot of his appearances since that happened. So,
I mean, the man's also a known racist and asshole.
Yeah, absolutely. So and liar and all those other fun things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
he banged Bubba's wife.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That's where this all
don't put that in.
Guys, let us know if you like the idea of matches going into the Hall of Fame. Hit us up on the socials at In My House Pod, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Tom. That's right, Blue Sky as well. What's Blue Sky? Fun show, guys. We're on the road to WrestleMania. We got to get out of here. For UK Tom, Monday Night Mike and his Popeye's chicken sandwiches, I'm Scotty Villa. This has been the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Fuck you. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. It's my house. Yowie wowie.